Hello and welcome to the Sleep Meditation for Women podcast. I'm Katie Kremitzos. I'm the creator of the Women's Meditation Network and your guide here. I am so deeply honored that you took the time to be here with me tonight. This episode is made possible thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. And after a message from them, we'll begin tonight's meditation. If you would like to listen ad-free, become a premium member by following the link in the show notes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Close your eyes and let yourself deeply, deeply relax. Focus only on relaxing. Let everything else go. Let tension go. Let stress go. Let distracting thoughts go. And watch as they lift away from you like a balloon in the sky. Breathe in more relaxation, feeling it spread serenity all throughout you. Imagine sitting on the riverbank, just basking in the warmth of the sun, taking in the smells of the nearby wildflowers, and listening as the water gently pushes past you. You feel calm, peaceful, and relaxed. So you stretch out on the bank and allow yourself to rest. Moments later, you feel the presence of someone near. So you sit up. At first, you don't see anyone. But then your eyes catch a stately figure, dipping a clay jug into the water. It's a tall, slender woman with skin like soft silk and a draped robe of black and gold and red. The woman kneels along the bank, and as she dips her jug into the crystal blue water, she does so with such delicate care. There's something almost sacred in her movements, like they are rhythmic dances. The woman fills the jug to the top, taking care not to spill, and then slowly stands and lifts the jug to sit on the top of her head. She balances the jug with her slender hands and with a beautiful posture, sleek and straight. And then she walks away. Instinctively, you rise and follow her, running to catch up. You notice that she seems to glide across the land. Every step looks like she's floating. The woman stares straight ahead, committed to her mission. She barely notices you at her side. As you walk, you imagine the village where the woman will take the water. But then she walks in a different direction. Soon you arrive at the meadow, teeming with the wildflowers you smell by the river. The woman removes the jug from her head, and with the wave of a hand, the water disperses to all flowers. You watch as a magical mist of droplets descends on the flowers, giving them life. And after they drink the water, you notice the flowers seem brighter, with even more aromatic smells. The woman gives a half smile to the flowers and begins walking again. This time she finds a forest of trees that welcomes her shower of life-giving mist. And just like the flowers, they seem more alive after their bath. Greener and taller and stronger. The woman gives a half smile to the trees and begins walking again. This time, she walks back to the river. Sitting on the banks of the river, you gaze at the woman who holds the jug over the water. Seconds later, the water from the river gathers and rises in the air to take the jug from the woman. The woman turns to you and gives you a half smile. Then she takes a step on top of the water before dissipating and turning into mist that disappears in the air. You lie back on the riverbank and close your eyes. You hear the water rushing and feel its calm magic within you. Namaste, beautiful.